you come from a family full of Hollywood titans and people very talented in the film world. And you were mentioning earlier about how it is interesting how some folks will take on a career that is very similar to the career of other people in their family. What I found interesting about talking to you today is that you have had your time in the your talents in the film world, and then you've also brought in quite a few other talents into your life with music and falconry. Can you talk to me a little bit about perhaps the importance of cross-pollination with interests in a creative life?
Very often, you know, an interviewee says, well, that's a really good question. That really is a great question. The thing is that you need to go into life and then go back to the movies or go back to whatever your art is. What I'm seeing more and more, particularly on TV, is people who've grown up in sitcoms and then they make sitcoms. And so you get these kind of clones of clones of clones and you lose the taste of reality. And the only way you can really understand reality. If you're going to write a story about what it's like to be a river rafter, it's no good sitting in an apartment in Beverly Hills or Santa Monica. What you need to do is become a guide with Cisco and really learn how to do it until it's in your blood. You need to speak with authority. And that's the main problem that I see with the entertainment industry, is that it's getting smaller and smaller and smaller, that people are not refreshing themselves with the kind of outside experience that gives genuine vitality.
So that very singular focus is detrimental, in a way, to the art form.
Yes, it is. Yeah. I mean, yes, you have to know your art form. I mean, there's no point in being a painter if you don't know about Cézanne and Van Gogh and Rembrandt and et cetera, et cetera. But when you look at their paintings come from life. They were attempting to see. It was not about merely doing something decorative, you know, Hallmark cards. It was about trying to see reality. And you look at a Rembrandt and you see the emotion that's in there. You have to bring all of yourself to your art. And the only way that you can do that is by going through the experience of life.
Absolutely. I feel like artists in Taos really know that, at least the ones I've encountered. And I think that is something really interesting about creative people in this extremely unique town, is that, you know, a painter may also be writing a book and creating a beautiful garden, and, you know, there isn't this super tiny purview of the world in which to operate. There is a very much an all of life, bring all of yourself to everything that you do kind of.
Absolutely. And especially to do something that is not in the same vein as whatever your calling is.